Day after tomorrow, gentlemen, we'll be in Las Vegas.
Welcome to Vegas.
Las Vegas functions on a 24-hour-a-day schedule.
The pools, the casino.
Big volcano out in front.
That's the Eiffel Tower.
Bellagio.
Riviera.
The Mirage.
Flamingo. Sahara.
The MGM Grand.
This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
I want to gamble.
They always put the machines that pay off the most right in the front.
Good luck.
The Strip is just the most amazing stretch of road, I think, probably anywhere in the world.
Kicking ass in Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby.
Welcome to Las Vegas.
Welcome to the bonus round. This is a chance for us to bring you some additional Vegas content, not a part of the usual show. 360 Vegas Reviews is our opportunity to look a little more in depth at all things Vegas and share the experience with you. Today, we are discussing The Rat Pack is Back.
Hello. I should also say that we've got Josh here, myself, who is the usual show reviewer, but we've got 360 Vegas Tony here. And I'm so glad because when I saw this show, when I was writing this review, I was thinking, you know, Tony doesn't usually join us on these reviews, but I really want Tony's thoughts on this show in particular. So I'm so excited that Tony's here joining us as
nice.
Well for this.
Welcome, sir.
Well, I appreciate the invite. I should probably have told you guys before we started recording this that I haven't seen this show since the year 2007. So my information is not going to be terribly... actually, my value to this recording will merely be the historical aspect of when I got to see it.
That's cool. Usually it's me just relaying what I saw, and Mark and Karen have not seen it at all. So it's the fact that you've seen it is more contribution than I usually get from our co-hosts.
Thanks, Dick.
Funny because it's true.
All right. So let me ask you guys this. If you had a time machine, what would you do?
I would go back to in of course, Vegas time so I could see the Mint and the Dunes.
I would go back and slap the shit out of myself for applying for law school.
Okay.
That's awesome. 46-year-old me just shows up out of nowhere, just starts to pummel the shit out of, I don't know, 22-year-old me. Why?
With zero
explanation. Why?
22-year-old you is like, what is going on?
What happened?
What did I do?
I thought we were on the right track.
Well, I know exactly what I'd do with a time machine. No, I would not steal a sports almanac or try to get my parents to kiss at the big dance. I've already graduated high school, so I wouldn't use it to pass my history final either. I would head back in time at 88.8 miles an hour to the Copa Room at the Sands in 1960 to see the greatest show that one could see for $5.95, dinner included.
Right. What is that inflation, $5.95? That can't be any more than $50.
No, it's actually not. It's not bad. It's crazy, kind of.
Hold on. I got my inflation calculator open and available here. What year was it, Josh?
1960.
And tell me the price again.
$5.95.
$5.95. In 2023, money would be a whopping $61.87.
What a deal.
I know.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. Seriously, imagine taking any four pretty famous folk, you know, back in 1960, because they certainly would have probably been hitting their stride right about that time, I would imagine. And imagine today who those four people would have to be. And what those ticket prices would be. You know, when we talk about it on the podcast, when you can see upcoming shows and you're seeing them playing at, and I'm making this up, but you're seeing them at Zappos Theater or Back Theater or wherever, right? Mm-hmm. And they're charging, well, Mark, we talked about it last night, New Edition won $380.
Yeah, at Encore Theater.
$380 in today's money. Right. And these guys, you're seeing for $61, that's when Vegas still wanted to truly be a gambling destination.
Yeah.
And again, dinner was included. Like, you cannot, it'd be hard to get dinner for one, you know, a decent dinner for one for $61 in Vegas right now. So, well, like many of you, I have a decidedly romantic view of old Vegas, a kind of a time where women were ladies and comps were truly comps. when men wore hats, thanks for nothing, JFK. And you could see a legend performing in the lounge, often, you know, to your point, Tony, for free. So
it's funny that we're having this review, because recently we just got back from Lake Tahoe, and Tony dressed up and made us all look like fools. And it made me, I had to go to a wedding like shortly after that and had to get dressed up for it. And I'm like, you know what? I might get dressed up in Vegas again. Like, that used to be, I remember when we first started coming, I got real serious about when we would go out for the evening and get real dressed up, like tie and everything. And I'm like, I might do that again.
We do that on every trip as part of like the evening ritual, is to get dressed up. It's almost foreplay for us. It's just like, it's part of it. It's like getting dressed up and going out. Even if we're seeing a show that's kind of trashy, or we're going to dinner someplace that's not that fancy, it's just part of it for us. Is, you know, everyone else might not be, but that's okay. That's just part of our Vegas ritual.
It's just fun
to get dressed up.
Yeah. So.
I also kind of have a decidedly romantic view of those mid-century crooners.
Okay.
You got Dean Martin, who's got a voice dark and syrupy like bourbon, and he's a total cheese ball when live on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Davis Jr., who is probably the most talented of them all, who could sing, dance, and act all of his contemporaries under the table.
Yeah.
And of course, the man himself, the chairman of the board, the one who made loneliness seem cool, Mr. Francis Albert Sinatra.
Sinatra's so fascinating to me, because I initially didn't like him, because you hear all the stories about him, you know, getting punched out by Carl Cohen and being a real dick about stuff.
But
on the flip side, he's also like, he really stood up for Sammy Davis Jr. when it came to the way that they would treat him and had to go to other property, you know, couldn't stay in the same property or whatever. Like, I ended up reading his biography and it really kind of changed my perspective on him. I think the name of the book I read was Why Sinatra Mattered.
So I'm in the middle of a biography on him right now, and it's kind of the second half of his life from when he kind of had a rebirth when he won the Oscar in 1954, I think, and then on. And it's, I swear to you, it's thicker than the Bible, and it's massive, and it shows kind of, I think, to the point that you and I are discussing here, is how complicated he was.
Yes.
Because, again, yeah, he could be a huge asshole.
Yep.
But also, again, a lonely man, a man who had a very strict sense in his head of right and wrong, and would stand up for things that he felt were wrong and fight against them when he could. So, yeah. So when I want to relax in the evening, for me, it's an old fashioned in my glass, and it's, you know, it's the Rat Pack on my stereo.
Huh.
Now, some history here for those of you who've been kind of living under a rock. Despite peaking in Las Vegas 60 years prior, I feel, at least, the Rat Pack is also kind of inextricably intertwined with our Vegas trips right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, you know, we get dressed up every evening, and the men of the Summit provide the soundtrack to our early evenings. While we shower, we get dressed for those evenings out. Pre-dinner cocktails in our hotel room.
Oh, that's cool.
And Sammy, Frank, and Dino are providing the soundtrack.
That's awesome.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
You're giving me all sorts of really fun, cool ideas that I've never, ever, ever considered, Josh. This is awesome, man.
Thank you. It's usually, you know, like, no sooner has the bellman closed the door and my wife is telling me, turn on the Bluetooth speaker and put on some music. And it's not just any music. It's always our Vegas music and only that music.
That's
and
it's awesome.
It's these guys. It's kind of that, it's that ritual. We have, you know, no two Vegas days are the same, but the Rat Pack is part of that ritual that kind of holds them together, that does make the days similar. That's the part that almost is the same.
I love it. I'm with Tony. I'm going to steal some of these ideas.
So with a recent trip, I mentioned to my wife that there was this Rat Pack impressionist show a little bit off strip, and she goes, and why haven't we seen it yet? So it seemed like a done deal to me. This is not a new show to Vegas. As Tony mentioned, it's been going on for a long time. I was looking it up. It looks like a history of more than 20 years. The show's been at several different venues in Vegas, including the Rio and the Plaza. Its current home is the Tuscany, just east of the Strip. And they've been there since 2015. Have you guys seen the movie Get Him to the Greek?
Yes.
I have not.
So Get Him to the Greek is kind of an unofficial sequel, or takes place in the same universe as Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Right.
So the Aldous Snow rock star character is I think the only real character that's
pretty much
it's also in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and it has kind of a brief section that takes place in Vegas, and they actually stop by this show while it's at the Plaza to meet Russell Brand's character, Aldous Snow's character. He stops. His dad is basically in the band.
Oh, okay.
In the show.
Okay.
Yeah. And in fact, at least one of the performers, the Sammy Davis Jr. performer who was in the movie was our Sammy Davis Jr. when we saw it. So okay. The guy's still doing it several years later. I'll say, you know, I'm not sure what I was totally expecting when I bought our tickets.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, it could have been, for all I knew, 80 minutes or so of, you know, mediocre karaoke style covers of some of my favorite songs. Right.
Right.
I felt like we got so much more out of it, and it's a show that I think we'll be returning to see again.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's performed in this little theater in at the Tuscany. It's a venue that they appropriately named the Copa Room. It has the three impressionist performers. So, you know, Sammy, Frank, and Dino.
Mm-hmm.
Two, when we saw it, I would say two were great and one was just okay.
Okay.
Our Dean Martin didn't really look or sound like Dean Martin. I'm trying to find out if he was kind of out for the night or if
missed the understudy.
Right. Right. If we got the understudy or if we had somebody who is now the new Dean Martin, he just does okay. I'm not sure.
Right.
An especially enjoyable aspect of the show, they had a live 7-piece band backing the trio.
Nice.
So, you know, often you'll have like pre-recorded stuff or whatever.
Right.
But they had the band behind them so you could see them. I often caught myself kind of watching the piano playing conductor as she guided the band through their various cues. She was just fantastic. She was on top of it. You could tell that she knew the show up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of true to the Rat Pack era, the band and the impersonators often had these moments of kind of playful banter between them. So I enjoyed all of that.
Nice.
The venue itself. So the Copa Room at the Tuscany is, you know, it's unfortunately it's a shadow of its namesake at the Sands.
Right.
But this didn't really take away from our experience. It is, for a Vegas venue, it's relatively small. Seating consists of movable, what I'll call wedding seats.
Okay.
The stackable chairs that have a little bit of cushion on them.
Right.
And there are some small cocktail tables between the front VIP tables. I think the size of the room is great, though, because it kind of contributes to a more intimate setting.
Okay.
Seating is assigned by area. And it's first come, first serve. So I think there were just two areas. There was like regular and VIP. I paid for VIP. We arrived early enough to be granted front row seats on stage right.
Nice.
You kind of get the feeling that you could slip the host a 24 and upgrade, you know, just again, like old Vegas. It kind of felt like that because they were just kind of, well, what do you think? You want to sit over here? Okay, that works. You know, it was just very kind of casual and informal.
Gotcha.
True to Old Vegas, there is a bar in the theater and there is drink service during the show.
Nice.
I was a little disappointed that there's not dinner served during the show, kind of like the Sands of old.
Right.
Now, the Tuscany does offer an optional dinner package with the Rat Pack as back tickets, but the meal is served in another location on the property.
I was thinking
and
that.
Yeah, it's not in the Copa Room itself. So we opted for Bugsy and Myers down the street at the Flamingo instead. Now, I've mentioned before, I think overall the quality of the impersonators was excellent. Kyle Diamond was our Sammy Davis Jr. He doesn't quite have his squint. And the guy who played Frank Sinatra, Chris Jason, he's a little too much of kind of an Italian Goomba to be a dead ringer for Sinatra.
Yes.
But it was close enough for me.
Right.
They're all given their own moment to shine. They have kind of solo bits and they have, you know, whether they're doing duets, and all three of them are out there. Songs rarely go all the way through. And I think that's okay. It keeps the show from stalling out.
Yeah.
There's lots of canned banter among the performers. And if you ever heard recordings of the Rat Pack, like when they were doing the shows at the Sands, most of their dialogue's pretty accurate in terms of their
jokes. Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty close. This probably leads to a necessary disclosure here that this is a show that should that takes place in the middle of the previous century. And so, therefore, it's got the humor to match. And so,
oh,
the jokes aren't what I would call crude, but they're not all politically correct.
Right.
Some might consider that a criticism. Some might consider that a feature. But I'm just putting it out there. It is what it is.
So, right.
I will also say for any purists in the audience, not all the songs are accurate. For instance, Sammy Davis Jr. sings Mr. Bojangles, which is a song that wasn't written until 1965, and he didn't start singing it until 1972.
Okay.
Sinatra sings the theme from New York, New York, a song that wasn't written until 77, and he didn't record it until 79. Now, I'm not the guy sitting in the audience going, well, actually...
Right. Excuse me. But, excuse me.
Wrong! Wrong! This is bullshit! But, you know, there might be some people who are, again, diehard purists.
Right.
I didn't care. I was there to just kind of, again, enjoy enjoy the moment for what it was.
Okay.
There's also a bit of kind of early 60s eye candy. There is a leotarded Playboy bunny brought on stage to kind of flirt and verbally parry with the men. I've been clear in other reviews that I definitely appreciate the female form, especially in my Vegas shows. Mm. But this... her inclusion here, it kind of felt gratuitous. Like,
really?
The show's creators felt like, and it wasn't like what she was wearing wasn't scandalous or anything. Mm. It was appropriate for the time. It's just like the creators felt like they couldn't stand on its own without some TNA.
Right.
I'll say, I don't think that she, the bunny didn't take away from the show, but I also don't think she really added
a whole lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, as always, we kind of make it a point to cover the audience fuckery factor in these reviews for the sake of our listeners who want to see shows but don't want to be the center of attention, right? all the marks in the audience. So we enjoyed our front seats, but I'll say that Frank Sinatra made a joke that I was banging on his door for 45 minutes the night before until he finally let my wife out.
Oh, jeez.
Awesome. Now, we laugh, but you may not like lighthearted sexual assault jokes made about your spouse, so I don't know.
Oh, hang on. I think you're assuming that your wife didn't want to be in that hotel room. Nothing assaultous about that.
That's true.
Assaultous.
Yeah, that was assaultous. That was slanderous.
Who's had scotch while we're recording? Nothing assaultive about that.
There was another woman, Dolores, who was an older lady. And she was kind of in front and closer to center. Mm-hmm. And they made several jokes about her throughout the show. None of them were mean-spirited. And she seemed to really enjoy the attention.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't enjoy attention like that, just request a seat three or more rows back and you'll be fine.
Got it.
This also reminds me of another aspect of the show that I really enjoyed. All three impersonators made it a point to head into the audience at the end to take pictures with the crowd, including Dolores.
Huh.
These days, it seems like every Vegas performer, they want you to pay for a special VIP package to take photos or speak
with
you.
Right, right.
But the fact that these guys came out to take some photos and chat with us without hesitation was an absolutely fun bonus. So really cool.
Nice.
All in all, I would definitely recommend the Rat Pack is Back, especially if you have a hunger for the Vegas of old. I know that we're certainly going to make an effort to see it again. Show times are 7:30 p.m. every night, dark on Sundays. Tickets start at $90, but I recommend spending another $10 per person for the VIP seating, or you will be sitting along the outside perimeter of the room.
Definitely, definitely. So, Tony, does that mirror your experience?
Very much so. Very much so. Now, to be clear, it has been 16 years wow. since I've seen this show. However, I got to see it when it was playing at the Greek Isles Casino. Mm. Which some folks may remember was owned by, well, it wasn't Greek Isles at the time. It was, who was...
Debbie Reynolds.
Thank you. Debbie Reynolds had owned it prior to it. She sold it, and I believe it became the Greek Isles.
I remember the first time I went to Vegas, that's where it was playing, was at the Greek Isles.
Yes, yes. And that is where I got to see it. Now, for folks that did not, because the Greek Isles as a building is long gone. But for folks that are wondering where it is, it was down a side street technically called Convention Center Drive. Mm-hmm. Now, don't let the name fool you, folks. It's down and across from where Resorts World is now. Mm-hmm. If you were walking up the strip and you got to Tacos El Gordo, there's a only direction is to the right. It's Convention Center Drive. It's on the north side of the Las Vegas Country Club. So you go past Desert Inn. Mm-hmm. The next little road there is Convention Drive. If you get to the Pepper Mill on the strip, you've gone too far.
Yeah. Okay.
You've gone too far. And it was down there. So we took a taxi there, and then when we realized, relatively speaking, how close it was, or at least how close we thought it was, we walked back then to our hotel back on the strip, which was at the time IP. It was, you know, and so to be in the Greek Isles, and that's kind of, I think, really the only value I'm going to be able to bring to this particular review is the Greek Isles was a fun, dingy, tired, just off strip, grind casino. It had no table games, to the best of my recollection. And it was so dark that when we opened the door and the sunlight like came through, people like looked up at you like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, and they looked like they hadn't left that casino in, you know, 3 or 4 days. Right. So you went in, and when you first walked in, because it was all things considered, it was a relatively tiny casino. I remember walking through the atrium area to get to the ultimate casino area, and then from the casino you walked into, because there were a couple of ways you could get in to where you were going. And, you walk down this hallway. There were actually two, quote-unquote, theaters in this place. There was one on the right, one on the left. The one on the right was the meetup location for another place. So I actually went to the Greek Isles twice on my very first trip to Las Vegas. Wow. The first time was for a haunted Las Vegas tour. Oh, and then the second time, like the next day, we came back for the Rat Pack is Back, and that was on the right-hand side. It was a bigger theater, but it was very much as Josh kind of described it. It was set up with, to the best of my recollection, it had both round tables as well as it had some booths, as well as it just had like rows like you would see in a movie theater, let's say, for lack of a better description. Mm-hmm. And they were phenomenal. They were really good. You know, they kind of sort of looked the part. I mean, no offense to anybody that plays, for example, let's just say Frank Sinatra, you're gonna comb your hair over, right? You're gonna slick it down, you're gonna put on a suit. That's about the best you can do. At least with Sammy Davis Jr. Dean Martin, you've got a little bit more props, right? So Sammy Davis has his glasses, had his mustache. Mm-hmm. You could put a tan on the guy that's playing Dean Martin, and he could, right, you know, to kind of have a bit of an olive complexion and kind of do his shtick that Dean Martin would do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I actually found the Frank Sinatra impersonator to be the less... what's the word I'm looking for? The less
authentic,
convincing.
Thank you. Authentic. Yeah, is probably the best way to do it. But I really enjoyed it. And much like Josh's description, I very much remember them being very playful with the audience. I remember them, you know, working them in a little bit. Again, not in any offensive sort of way. But then the best part was they, at the end of the show, they stood in the hallway area. So as you came out of the theater, they were there to shake your hand, take pictures with you. And what sticks with me 16 years later is that at that time I would have been 30, and the person that I went with then at the time would have been 25 years old. And I remember all three of the guys being just dumbfounded that we were the youngest audience members by conservatively 20 years.
Right.
And they were so excited to see such youthful audience members coming out and wanting to see it, because they said your age demographic doesn't seem to really appreciate that sort of era's music. And they said, we're so excited to have folks like yourselves. And they, you know, they're like, you know, how old are you? Oh, 25 and 30. They're like, this is, you know, and then I think one of them even said, you know, under
did
his
you
breath,
get lost?
It was, exactly. You know, look around you. You're obviously the youngest by far, you know, something along those lines, yeah. You know, played up and had fun with the fact that we were so young compared to the rest of the audience members. Right. So I would absolutely go back. And the fact that Josh is so interested in going back and Mark is so interested in seeing it for the first time, that would be fun to get to go back and see it again. 16 years later,
I was
and
sure. just see what it, changed. Yeah.
Exactly.
I was
exactly.
thinking the same so, thing. It'd be fun to get all dressed up, all of us, and go out and, yes. and see it. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Especially do somewhere nice. Do a fun. You know what would be awesome? I have yet to eat there. I really, really want to have dinner at the Golden Steer.
Oh, okay.
And so nothing seems more Rat Pack esque than yes. to start dinner at the Golden Steer and yeah. then go see. This show at the Tuscan.
We'll do that.
Yes. Yeah.
We got to make this happen.
I know. We got to get on the calendar. Right? I'm so fired up.
So that is it, gentlemen. Those are the extent of my old man memories.
Nice.
So excellent. I'm glad that you've seen it because I know you haven't seen a lot of Vegas shows. And I was thinking that of all the shows I've seen, this is the toniest.
Yes.
And so I'm glad that you have seen that one, because if you had, it would have been a hard recommend from me to you. So
definitely.
For sure. Absolutely. No, well, and frankly, your review just gives me more excitement to want to go. Like, it's always kind of sort of been on my list, but it's, as you aptly point out, Josh, yeah, my wife and I aren't giant show goers. Right. You know, we'd much rather just sit and get completely blitzed at the video poker bar. And that's part of the reason, if I had to be real honest, is part of the problem, too, is there's a certain concerted effort you have to make to maintain sobriety to be able to then want
get
to
back
go
to the room,
right?
And dress
exactly.
and everything. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
absolutely. And then sit there in a show for, and I think, I don't know if you mentioned it, my apologies if I missed you mentioning it, about how long do you think the show actually lasted, Josh?
70 to 80 minutes. Typical.
That's what I was
just over an hour. Just yeah. over an hour. That's, you know, that's really nice. I think I can probably hold it together long enough, you know, if I had been doing it. That's awesome. Just, they look over, Tony's just vomiting all over the place.
Oh, shoot, he tried.
Right. Well, this is why we don't take him to see shows. So, yeah, an hour and 20 minutes is a fun amount of time to want to go. Because, again, if the part of the problem is you just that's something that you're kind of giving up. Now, if that's a part of your Vegas, and Josh, I understand that your wife absolutely loves getting to go see the show. So for her, that is part of
yes.
the Vegas trip for her. That's I can absolutely see why anybody that wants to that has a love for the Rat Pack and always likes to try to see at least a show when they go to Vegas. If you haven't seen this show, I hope Josh's review makes you want to put it at the top of your list, because it certainly put this guy, who's not a giant show goer, being like, no, Golden Steer and Rat Pack is back.
There you go.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. You sold me on it.
Right. Yes.
Awesome.
And then for you, I would also say, since you have seen the show, Tony, you really got to see Wayne Newton while you can.
100%, Josh. This is going to be, I've talked about it on the show. I'll say it again, though. He's going to die like Tony Bennett did. And I'm going to be like, what the fuck? I cannot. And my wife and I even spoke about this, too. We kind of were chatting about it. And we've been saying, you know, as much as we love Vegas, maybe going and just blowing our load every single night on gambling and booze needs to maybe get pared back a scooch, since we're not 21 anymore. And start to see these folks while we still can. Because, yes, I think Wayne Newton is going to be someone that if he were to pass away tomorrow, I'm truly going to forever regret not taking the opportunity, much like Tony Bennett, one of the last few remaining Rat Pack era performers who are still alive, still around, and still healthy enough to be able to, because you're just hearing about the stories that you had made mention of is just so fascinating. Just so fascinating.
Yeah. So that was our review of The Rat Pack is Back. As always, we encourage you to go out and experience these things for yourself. Please don't take our word for it. Showtimes, ticket prices, and deals are all subject to change. Be sure to check with the property for the most up-to-date information. If you have questions, comments, or feedback about this review, you can find Josh at VegasJDubs on Twitter. Check out 360VegasReviews.com for show notes.